Jeremiah 47. The word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning the Philistines before Pharaoh struck Gaza. Thus says Yahweh, behold, waters rise up out of the north, that's the invasion from Babylon that was coming, and shall become an overflowing stream, and shall overflow the land and all that is therein, the city and those who dwell in it. And men shall cry, and the inhabitants of the land shall wail at the noise of the stamping of the hoofs of his strong ones, at the rushing of his chariots, at the rumbling of his wheels. So the Philistines were another group that Judah were looking to help them in trying to resist the Babylonians. And instead of trusting in God to help them, they went off to Egypt, they went to the Philistines to see if they could help them. And God is saying, no, the Philistines are going to be destroyed by the Babylonians. And the Babylonians are described as having strong ones with rushing chariots and rumbling wheels. It all rather sounds like the vision of the cherubim. It's as if God is saying, those Babylonian armies are my armies. I am manipulating them through my angel cherubim, so don't try and think you can stand in the way of them. Yahweh will destroy the Philistines. Baldness has come on Gaza. Ashkelon is brought to nothing, the remnant of their valley. You sword of Yahweh, how long will it be before you be quiet? I think this is Jeremiah sort of butting in and saying, God, how long is all this bloodshed got to go on? Put up yourself into your scabbard, rest and be still. And then he reflects and says, but how can you be quiet, since Yahweh has given you a command? Against Ashkelon, this is in the Philistine territory, and against the seacoast, there has he appointed it. So, like all of us, he wished that all this bloodshed would come to an end. But it was all because of human sin. But he wishes that it would hurry up and be over. But then he reflects that it is, in fact, inevitable, that it must come because of human sin.